Page 34, letters responding to the spring 2009 resolutions submitted by Jeff Tom. DOR's responses, Department of Rehabilitation, 721 Capitol Mall, Sacramento, California, 95814, 916-324-1313, voice 916-558-5807, TTY, 916-558-5806, fax. Mr. Jeff Tom, President, California Council of the Blind, 1510 J Street, Suite 125, Sacramento, California, 95814. June 16, 2009, Dear Mr. Tom, enclosed is the Department of Rehabilitation's, DOR's, response to your letter, dated May 4, 2009, regarding the California Council of the Blind, CCB, resolutions from the 2009 CCB Spring Conference. If you have any questions regarding the department's response, please contact Deputy Director Anthony R. Candela at 916-558-5815. Thank you, sincerely, Anthony Tony P. Sauer, EMMDS Director, DOR Response to Resolution 2009-A2, Counselors in Cubicles. The Department of Rehabilitation, DOR, values the dignity and privacy of its consumers and the well-being of its staff. The department's experience since reducing the number of offices in exchange for cubicles is that consumer confidentiality is maintained and that its employees are able to do their jobs. Page 35. Cubicles can be modified in accordance with the department's reasonable accommodations, policies, and procedures to meet the needs of employees with disabilities. This includes the needs of blind counselors who use audible devices such as screen reading software. Quiet rooms are provided for interviewing consumers. DOR response to Resolution 2009-A8, Agencies Serving the Blind and Visually Impaired. The department is planning to allocate economic stimulus package funds to programs and services for consumers who are blind or visually impaired. The department realizes that budgetary constraints have placed a strain on both the public and private sectors. The department hopes stimulus funding will promote growth in service delivery and is committed to following the general guidelines for the use of stimulus money. Chief among them being increased employment for Californians with disabilities and stimulation of the economy. DOR response to Resolution 2009-A9, Randolph Shepherd Vendor Communications. The department, which is the California State Licensing Agency for the Business Enterprises Program, complies with the provisions of Section 107B1 of the Randolph-Shepard Act Amendments of 1974. Section 107B1 requires the department to provide vendors access to all relevant financial data. It does not specify compilation and dissemination of a specific report. The department complies with Section 107B1 in that all public records, unless otherwise exempt by law, are available to vendors. DOR consistently provides trust fund financial information to the vendors via the CVPC. This is the chief indicator of the financial health of the program. The RS-15 report, which the department submits annually to RSA and provides to the CVPC, is also available to vendors. DOR response to Resolution 2009-A10, Randolph Shepherd Vending Locations in Federal Facilities. The department will endeavor to the best of its ability to obtain and develop all federal locations that are financially viable within the state of California. DOR asserts the RS priority where feasible and consults with the CVPC and its Quality Location Development Committee on all locations. Page 36 from the National Park Service. National Park Service, 1849 C Street, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20240. Mr. Jeff Tom, President, California Council of the Blind, 1510 J Street, Suite 125, Sacramento, California, 95814. Dear Mr. Tom, I apologize for not having responded sooner to your letter of May 5, 2009, which enclosed a resolution from the California Council of the Blind, We appreciate the Council's interest in helping us improve our ability to make the national parks more accessible for people who are blind or have low vision. The national parks preserve our country's most significant heritage resources, and we are committed to making those resources available for all to experience, enjoy, and appreciate. We recognize our responsibility to make the parks both physically and programmatically accessible to people who are blind or have low vision, as well as people with other disabilities. In fact, we have had in place for several years a set of goals and objectives for that purpose, as well as implementation strategies to achieve those goals and objectives. I am pleased to report the following progress that has been made and continues to be made as we act on those strategies. We are currently completing a significant revision to our guidelines and standards for programmatic accessibility. The Programmatic Accessibility Guidelines for National Park Service Interpretive Media provides parks, regional offices, contractors, and our professional interpretive and education field staff with the information to plan and develop interpretive media products that are accessible to people with disabilities, including visual impairments. Page 37. The uses of Braille, large print, and audio description are discussed within the context of the primary media products used by parks to provide interpretive and visitor services. Harpers Ferry Center, the NPS Center for Media Services, is responsible for maintaining these guidelines and has recently established a position to coordinate the center's work in programmatic accessibility. The guidelines are part of the reference package for all of the service-wide media contracts managed by Harpers Ferry Center. New media projects should use these guidelines to ensure compliance with our programmatic accessibility responsibilities. In October 2006, we began an initiative to make all existing audiovisual programs accessible, and that effort includes the production of audio description. This program to reduce the NPS backlog of noncompliant audiovisual programs is now fully operational with a multi-year schedule of projects, support contracts, and staff to manage implementation. Our National Park Brochure Program is currently working with the Government Printing Office to develop a service-wide contract for providing Braille editions of our official park brochures. Our Web Council is working on providing links on each park's webpage to the text version of their park brochure that can be accessed by commonly used screen readers. We realize these initiatives represent only some of the critical work that remains to be accomplished, and we welcome your support and insights as we further the goal of making the national parks accessible. As we move forward, we expect there will be key points at which we will want to engage your organization and others so that we can better understand and respond to the needs of persons with disabilities. Sincerely, Daniel N. Wenk, Acting Director.